Is today Wednesday practice? Is today Thursday practice? What do you?
What is it like?
Today is a combination Wednesday Thursday. But it's abbreviated.
Players and coaches have problems adjusting to that kind of change in schedule?
Well, I think the reality of it is, you know, the other team has to adjust too. So we're all on the same, you know, same plane as far as the challenge. We have some history with Thursday games, so you know, we feel like we have a good schedule in place to follow. We've adjusted it, you know, they're tweaked it each and every year. There's things that put you in position to do that, particularly a healthier football team. So, but I think once you get to Thursday, it's exciting because you get to play. I think everybody enjoys the fact that you turn around and play quicker. But the preparation process is really a grind. I mean, think about it. Tuesday, the team's practicing, and you know, pretty much all the players are still sore from Sunday's game.
Does that put a premium more on the meetings and classroom stuff?
Definitely. I mean, I think the intensity of your mental preparation is at the forefront.
How did Aaron come through with the shoulder from the last game?
Aaron's good. He's sore. Just like everybody is. You know, we had to stay program yesterday, and you know, those massages can be brutal. I'm sure they're, you know, really sore from that too. But so that's all part of the process of getting their bodies back.
Mike, what did you see in the way that Eddie was running the ball that might have been different from, you know, when he was still maybe a little bit banged up? Or what?
Well, just, you know, frankly, watching the first game against Chicago and watching him run Minnesota, it's different, and it's just, I think it's like a lot of things in this game. You have more confidence. You have more. You're more in sync. The flow's there. He's definitely hitting the hole quicker now. He's more decisive, and that's for every position on the field. So, and more importantly, you know, he had 22 carries. So, and I thought he really got into a groove.
What are your plans for Andrew Corliss this week?
I really don't have anything to announce on Andrew quite yet.
Mike, in your experience as a coach, when an offense can sustain drives, you know, the way that you guys did against Minnesota, are there things that change body language-wise or with guys gambling more on the defensive side of the ball if a team can consistently build drives throughout a game?
You know, I don't know if you can just kind of capsulize that and just say all defenses do that, but I think anytime you get the defense, you know, above six plays in a drive, you know, the energy has a, you know, I think you have a chance to tilt the field a little bit your way. I mean, decent defenses obviously want to get off the field in three plays, and you know, particularly how people call defense, you know, may factor into that. You know, how they can, you know, utilize their personnel and the schemes they try to attack you with. So, but yes, I think definitely the longer you keep the defense on the field, the advantage goes to the offense. And I think that sometimes when you see a long drive, and then you come up just, you know, with 3 points, I think that's, you know, obviously a, you know, goes back to the defense. So that's all part of the ebb and flow of football.
Mike, do you like your players experiencing some of the excitement of the halftime stuff, the Brett Favre stuff, or is because to go with the short week and the stakes of the game, would you prefer them focus on football alone?
Well, I mean, we're definitely, everybody's aware of you know, the number, you know, the retirement and of Brett Favre, and you know, it is at halftime, so I'm not really part of the details of that. You know, just no different than real Ron Wolf ceremony last week. So, we won't be able to participate in it. I'm not sure if that's what you're asking me.
Do you have any plans to use Brad to speak to the team or anything like that?
Well, just things like that. I would never announce who, any of those types of things.
I know you've seen Cutler a million times now, but does he look like a different guy now? He's a couple more months into that system.
Well, I think the football team is playing, you know, much better than they did earlier in the season. We need to play much better than we did in the first game. Frankly, that's really what I'm focused on. But their offense is very efficient. I think Jay's having a very good year. You can see, you know, now that you've been able to watch them over the course of the season, we've had them in our cut-ups a bunch, plus, you know, with our video study. So we've seen a lot of the Bears, you know, both offense, defense, and special teams. So I would just say Jay, like the rest of the team. You can see their systems are in place. Their coordinators are doing a heck of a job, and they're playing much better.
What type of dynamic does Langford add for them in the way he's playing? Dynamic does he have?
Good football player. I think he's definitely a three-down back. His ability to win on first and second down and also on third down. So I think that's the first thing that I always look for in evaluating a running back, and he's been extremely productive for him. And, I have the utmost respect for Matt Forte, so I don't know if he's going to go this week or not, but, definitely gives him an excellent combination.